thinking and feeling positively. Here at True Balance Karate in Downers Grove, Illinois, we have a social emotional learning program called True Character. I'm Master H, the owner and chief instructor here at the studio. I have two master's degrees in education, and we've developed this curriculum to meet the needs of our youngest student, who's 3 or 4, and our oldest student, who is 86. And this month, we are talking about having a positive attitude. I look for the good everywhere. And last week, we defined positive attitude having to do with how you're thinking, how you're feeling, what does it look like, but also the negative side of things. And today, we're talking about thinking positively and feeling positively, right? And thinking positively comes down to having some differing vocabulary. Last week, I briefly touched on the fact that a pretty powerful word would be yet. Knowing that you're still learning, you're still growing, you're working on this particular thing, and you will get it at some point in time, that's what yet gives you that option to remind yourself. I haven't figured this out yet. I'm working on this. I am getting stronger. I can ask questions, right? Because we are always trying to be better versions of ourselves every day, right? And so using that kind of word for how you talk to yourself, like, I'm still learning this. Still learning is a great way to keep that positive attitude. It's a great way to remind yourself that you're not supposed to know everything, right? We have strengths and we have weaknesses. And when we find those weaknesses, we can either pout and sit on the couch and pretend that life is over, or we can ask questions and learn and grow and find experts that can help us with our weaknesses, right? And so that's one of the things that we're going to want to think about in order to keep that positive attitude going in our brains is, who's the expert I can go to? Who can I talk to? Yes, it might be hard. Challenges are great. You know, no one grows in their comfort zone. If you're feeling comfortable, you're just kind of sitting there treading water. If you're feeling a little uncomfortable, if it's feeling a little hard, now you get the opportunity to expand yourself and grow your thought process, your muscles, whatever it might be that you're working on. And then as it comes down to how we think about things positively with our feelings, I don't know about you, but there are times where, you know, the computer stops working, you lose the file, someone's asking you a question, and then your kids are there going, mom, 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 and like the stresses and the things are piling on, and you're feeling as though you're not really good at everything, and you're feeling like it's all falling apart, and it feels chaotic and messy and out of your control, and you know you have those feelings. So how do you maintain your positive attitude then? Well, my best advice is press pause for a minute and take a deep breath and look within yourself and say, hey, what's going to help me feel positive right now? Is it a dance party and I can get out all my frustrations? Is it going for a run and getting in some exercises and I can lift weights, or I can push myself to run faster, or whatever your exercise of choice might be? But there's something to be said for getting a sweat on and raising your endorphins that way. Or is it journaling and writing all the negative feelings out? That might be a positive way for you to deal with your feelings. You know, back when I was younger, at one point, I actually did write out some negative feelings that I was having at the time. And then I decided to set fire to them in our fireplace and watch them go away, and I was like, the negative feelings are gone. Maybe you write your feelings down and then you rip it into tiny little shreds of pieces, and that makes you feel better. It's a matter of finding ways to maintain your positive attitude. Realize that negative feelings happen. Yeah, they do. They absolutely do. But if we're going to have our positive attitude, we don't want to wallow in them. We don't want to stay in them. We want to realize that we can control them, and we can control how we view situations and how we view what's happening around us, so that our thoughts and our feelings are in a more positive light. We can do this. We're learning and growing. I haven't figured it out yet. I'm asking great questions of the experts, and I'm taking some positive action so that I feel good about myself. Even if that means you're wearing your favorite sweatshirt for the day, and that gives you a little boost of positivity to your feelings. So next week we're going to talk about actions and how we can take some of those positive actions. They kind of go hand in hand with our thoughts and feelings, but at the same time, it all ties together so that we can have a more positive outlook on life. Thanks, and I'll see you on the mat.